chance and face the wind. Open road and a road that's hidden. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. Found the trail, and at the end was you. There's a path to take and a path not taken. The choice is up to you, my friend.
My God! What happened? Is she all right? I'll take her.
In a pig's eye. I'm fine where I am.
Don't worry, sir. There's just some smoke damage in the ladies' apartment.
Good.
Now, ma'am, you gotta stop running back in there. I can't keep carrying you out.
Well, you know, Mona, when I saw the fire trucks, you have no idea what went through my mind.
That there was a fire?
No, that you volunteered to be the doll of the CPR class.
Come on, Jim, let's get going.
Oh, there's one that hasn't saved me.
Mona, extinguish it, please. Hey, thanks, guys. Thanks very much.
Oh, firemen, all right.
Hey, watch the soot there, Toots.
Okay. What happened? Is everybody okay?
Yes, everybody's fine, except for a couple of firemen with hernias.
Well, I started a fire in the fireplace, and the room got smoky, so I left. It wasn't my fault.
Did you remember to open the flue?
Okay, so it was partly my fault.
Hey, Mona, you still on the couch, Mona? Been on the couch for 2 days, Mona. When are you going to go back to work?
I don't feel so good.
Oh, what's wrong now, Mona?
I just can't eat, and it hurts a little here. And this is kind of ouchy.
All right, well, look, you got to have something. I'm going to make you some tea.
Can you put it in the rainbow bright mug?
Oh, but that's mine! Oh. All right, but you got to give it back.
Okay.
Come on, we can get better already.
Hi, Grandma. How you doing?
Not so great. I lost all my strength.
Ham and cheese? The cholesterol could kill you.
Hey!
This is an act of love.
It's an act, all right. Huh.
Mona, I thought you couldn't eat.
Well, I couldn't. And then I thought, well, yes, I can. And I don't know. Maybe I'm delirious.
Well, you know what's good for delirium? You get yourself up, you do your own laundry, you get dressed, and you go to work.
Now you're delirious, huh?
Oh, is that the ham from the fridge?
Uh-huh.
Oh, no, Mona. This ham had green spores growing all over it. Oh. Gotcha, Mona. See? I got Mona. The sick one loses, the sick one loses.
Tony! Why are you being so mean to my mother?
I don't feel so good.
I've got something that's gonna make you feel a whole lot better. I'm buying you a condo. Mother, you were right. You need more room, you need more space, and I can get you a beautiful place with a view and a convection oven.
Ooh, I'd kill for a convection oven.
Yeah. See, nothing's too good for my mother.
Let's see.
I've been thinking about this for a long time, and the fire gave me the perfect opportunity.
Save your money, dear.
Mother, that's very sweet, but I really want to do this.
May I say something? This is one of the most beautiful mother-daughter moments I have ever witnessed. I may weep.
Here, look at this.
Wait a minute. Where are the tennis courts?
They're in the back.
Oh, great. Now, all night long, I'll be hearing thunk, 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 thunk.
Well, wait a minute. What about this unit? It's in the front.
Well, there's no window in the kitchen.
You've never been in a kitchen.
Besides, Angela, look at the people in the lobby. They look so fake.
Mother, it's a drawing. Look at all the amenities this place has. Look, it has a sauna, it has an ocean view. Look at this stone fireplace.
A fireplace? What are you trying to do, kill me again?
What is it? I don't understand. What, a condo isn't good enough? What, do you want a house?
Like you could afford the house I want.
You'll take out a loan and then you'll cut my salary in half to pay for
Mother,
it.
Mother, what are you talking about?
I see the ploy in this, miss.
You see a ploy?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you what I see. I see a woman who almost burns down her apartment. Wait, make that my apartment. Who plays hooky from work and then has the gall to tell me that she doesn't appreciate the incredibly generous gift I am buying for her.
It's a tax write-off.
That's it. I have had it. You are an ingrate.
May I say something? This is one of the ugliest mother-daughter moments I have ever witnessed.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm going to the gym. I suddenly feel the need for a punching bag.
Hey, yo. What is with you, huh? Something doesn't add up. Why are you being so impossible, Mona?
I'm in pain.
Oh, I know you're in pain, Mona.
I need a doctor.
You mean you really are in pain, Mona? Hey, Sam, get the car. Okay, come on. We'll go to the hospital. Come on, get the car. Mona, feel good. Hurry up. Oh, hi, Mona. How do you feel, huh? Oh, you look good, Mona. You look good. And don't worry, the test results are going to be ready any minute. Hey, wait a minute. Where'd you get this nightgown? We came here straight from the doctor's.
I always carry an extra one in my purse. You never can tell when you're going to want a little nap.
Yeah, right. But listen, Mona, everything's going to be fine. And by the way, Angela will be here in a minute. I tracked her down at the gym.
Angela who?
Angela, your daughter. You remember her. She was worried sick.
I have no daughter.
Come on now, Mona.
I'm sorry, we don't have visiting hours at the morgue.
Oh, come on.
How are you feeling, Mona? Are you okay?
Hi, I'm Dr. Anderson.
Oh, hi, Doc. Do you have the test results?
Oh, yeah. Mona, you're going to live to be 100.
All right, Mona!
That's great. Another 75 years.
However, you do have a bad gallbladder, which is going to require some surgery.
Surgery?
Yeah, but it's a very common procedure. I don't want you to panic.
Oh, hey, Doc, don't you worry about her. This is Mona. What are you kidding me? She's tough. She's strong. She could take it.
Well, good. Because it's going to require a small incision along the rib cage in order to remove the organ. But you're going to be okay, and so are you.
You think so, Doc? I'm feeling a little flushed.
That's pretty much what I suspected. She has all the classic symptoms of a bad gallbladder.
What's a gallbladder? It's a membranous sac attached to the liver that stores excess bile, although it may be removed with no adverse effects.
How'd you know that?
I've been around, Dad.
Come on, Sam, let's check out the cafeteria.
Okay.
Hey, look at those blood samples.
Want a V8?
Oh! Nurse, set up right over here, okay? We're going to draw some blood. Why don't you stick around and lend some moral support, huh?
Oh, no.
Mother? I got here as quickly as I could. I just know you're going to be okay. She must be drugged, right?
I am not drugged. I'm ignoring you.
Mother, I'm sorry I called you an ingrate. I was just in the heat of the moment. You know I didn't mean it. Mother, you can't go into surgery like this. Please, would you tell her she can't go into surgery like this?
I'm not telling this one anything. She scares me.
Do you remember what Daddy said? Never go to bed angry?
Your father also said never call your mother an ingrate.
I said I was sorry.
Robert would never have called his mother an ingrate, and she was.
Hey, is there a doctor in the house?
Where did you get that?
Oh, I bought it down at the gift shop. Hold on. Uh-oh, code blue. Code blue, you... Hey, I'm dying here.
Tony, Tony, I think Mother wants to be alone right now. Of course, if you want me to stay, I can. I don't get it. I have never seen her like this.
I don't get it either. You know, this cold blue gig, it killed him in ER.
Yeah, come on, I'll buy you a cup of coffee, huh? Yeah, come on.
Hey, beautiful, wake up.
Hi, Robert. Robert, but you're dead.
Yes, but don't worry, you're not.
Oh, I can't believe it's really you. Oh, you're still wearing your wedding ring.
Yes. But you're not.
Well, it took a long time for me to take it off.
I know. And I understand. Remember what I told you the night before I passed on? I wanted you to go on, live your life.
You did say that.
And I meant it. But did you have to live quite so much?
You know, I'd give up all that living to spend just one more night with you.
Ah, Moon.
I miss you so much.
Same here. It doesn't get any easier. I'm glad you have Angela. You did a great job raising her. Except I don't remember her as a blonde.
You talk to her.
Oh, I like it. God, I miss her. Hey, what's with her and this Tony guy? I mean, maybe my sense of time is off since I've been dead, but isn't it taking forever for these two to get together?
You talk to her.
You know, she loves you very much. I remember how she used to follow you everywhere you went. Whatever Mommy did, little Angela did. If you would get dressed up to go to dinner, she'd get dressed up too. Remember the time she came downstairs wearing your bra?
It covered her entire head. It still does.
Don't you owe her an explanation for the way you've been behaving?
I don't need to explain anything.
Moan. I like it. God, I miss her. Hey, what's with her and this Tony guy? I mean, maybe my sense of time is off since I've been dead, but isn't it taking forever for these two to get together?
You talk to her.
You know, she loves you very much. I remember how she used to follow you everywhere you went. Whatever Mommy did, little Angela did. If you would get dressed up to go to dinner, she'd get dressed up too. Remember the time she came downstairs wearing your bra?
It covered her entire head. It still does.
Don't you owe her an explanation for the way you've been behaving?
I don't need to explain anything.
Moan, give it up. Don't waste precious time arguing with the people you love. Life's too short. Take it from one who knows. That Tony guy's quite a catch. His code blue gag really broke me up.
Yeah, me too. But I wouldn't give him the satisfaction.
You can still make me laugh.
Do you have to go so soon?
I'm with you all the time. Catch you later, beautiful.
Goodbye, love. Mother. Mother, I've been here all night. Now, I know you don't want to talk to me. But before you go into surgery,
Angela,
there's something that...
Sit down. There's something I've got to tell you. I don't know how to begin. The day you were born was the happiest day of my life.
It was?
Sure, I lost
20 pounds of ugly fat in one day.
I think I need some new material.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, the day you were born was the best day of my life. Robert and I had the most beautiful little baby girl the whole world had ever seen. Little angel in diapers. And we wanted to have 5 more little angels, just like you. Only that wasn't to be. A few months later, I got sick, and there were complications. And the doctors told me that I couldn't have any more children.
Why didn't you ever tell me before?
I never told anybody.
Mother, I am so sorry.
No. No, don't be. I had a wonderful husband. And I had one beautiful little girl. I was so lucky.
No. No, Mother, I was the one who was lucky. I had a mother who was fun and beautiful and a true free spirit. Do you know that you taught me how to enjoy life? You taught me how to laugh at myself. You've seen me through acne and obesity and divorce.
And that was just one year.
I guess what I'm trying to say is that I'm surprised I haven't pushed you away by needing you so much.
Angela, you've got it backwards.
What?
Why do you think I work in your office?
Because it's a cushy job.
No. Why do you think I live over your garage?
Because you love Tony's cooking.
No. Why do you think I used to visit you so often in college?
In the hopes of catching me with a boy in my room.
So you got 1 out of 3. Angela, I did all that just so I could be near my little girl. So that's why this condo business rattled me.
Did you think I was pushing you away?
I got scared, and I overreacted, and... Yes. I thought you were trying to get rid of me.
Mother... I don't want you moving to a condo or a house or anywhere else. I want you living right next to me for as long as you want to.
I want to.
Okay, let's have a look at that gallstone. Does it take to get a laugh out of you people? All right, that's it, that's it. Sam, get me the nurse's outfit. I'll show you.
Mona, how
now's my favorite patient.
Terrific. Oh, the surgery was nothing. All they did was... I'm sorry. I forget how squeamish some of us can be.
No, pish posh, Mona. There's nothing you could say that could bother me.
Oh, good, because I was just thinking about my stitches, which weren't very many, really, considering they had to yank a big, mushy, diseased gallbladder out of me.
See, I know what you're doing, Mona, and it's not working.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen your gallbladder, Tony? I got to see mine. Do you know you can hold it in your hand and jiggle it?
Yeah? Sort of like this Jell-O, huh?
Yeah. Only it's browner and slimier and has green gloves.